Today's scripture reading comes from the New Testament, Hebrews chapter 8, verses 1 through 13.
今日经文来自希伯来书8章1至13节。
We will read this responsively, first in English, and then in Cantonese.
我们会首先用英文，之后用广东话读出。
Now, the point in what we are saying is this. We have such a high priest, one who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heaven.
Holy places is the true tent that the Lord set up, not man.
For every high priest is appointed to offer gifts and sacrifices. Thus, it is necessary for this priest also to have something to offer.
Now, if he were on earth, he would not be a priest at all, since there are priests who offer gifts according to the law.
They serve a copy and shadow of the heavenly things. For when Moses was about to erect the tent, he was instructed by God, saying, "See that you make everything according to the pattern that was shown you on the mountain. But as it is, Christ has obtained a ministry that is as much more excellent than the old, as the covenant he mediated better, since it is enacted on better promise. For if that first covenant had been faultless, there would have been no occasion to look for a second. For he finds fault with them when he says, Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will establish a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Not like the covenant that I made with their fathers on the day when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt. For they did not continue in my covenant, and so I showed no concern for them, declares the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my laws into their hands, write them on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And when they shall not teach, they shall not teach each one his neighbor and each one his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest. For I will be merciful toward their iniquities, and I will remember their sins no more. Let us read together the last verse. In speaking of a new covenant, he makes the first one obsolete, and what is becoming obsolete and growing old is ready to vanish away.
希伯来书8章1至13节。 我们所讲的是其中第一要紧，就是我们有这样的大祭司已经坐在天上的至高宝座的右边。凡大祭司都是为献物礼物和献物设立的，所以这位大祭司也必须有献的。 他们供奉的时候，本是天上的事形象和形象，正如摩西尊者做旁牧的时候，蒙神警戒他说：你们要谨慎，做各样的物件，都要照着上山指示他的样式。 那前若没有瑕疵，就无处寻求后的约了。不像我们拉着他们祖先的手，领他们出埃及的时候，与他们所立的约，因为他们不肯伸约。 我的定，若若守我的约，也不理他们，这是主说的。他们不让各样旧坟自己的乡邻和自己的兄弟说：你该认识主，因为你们从最小的到最大的都必须认识我。让我们一起去读第十三节。亦是新约，就已是旧约了，但那渐旧渐碎的，就必归无有了。
May God bless the readers and hearers of His Word.
聖神祝福所聽嘅、所說嘅人、嘅話嘅人。
Today's sermon is titled "Jesus, our Great High Priest," and I'll be delivering the message.
今日所講嘅主題係耶穌，我們偉大的大祭司。我哋今日有鄭達兄同我哋一齊分享神嘅話語。
Could we take a moment to greet one another, saying, "Welcome to Grace Church."
我可唔可以用少少時間歡迎你身邊嘅人？歡迎你嚟到長老會恩日堂咧。
And can I give you an opportunity to stand up, those of you who are in the back, and give you an opportunity to sit up front, since it's empty today, so you don't get this chance.Not much, but today is your chance. So if you like, stand up and come forward for a few pews. And so that I can get to see you.
Today, there are many people who went on vacation. So if you have a chance to sit in front, can you sit in front? You don't have to stay always in front.
It feels like I have a Jordan River in front of me.Between you and I, so.
好似咧，你喺呢个约旦河嘅东边同埋西边咁样样。
Thank you.
多谢你。
A good theologian appreciates church history.
一个好嘅神学家，佢会好欣赏教会嘅历史。
Because a theologian or any person who studies the church history can learn how God dealt with humanity.
咁因為如果當你睇教會歷史嘅時候，你睇到神點樣樣係同人類一直有呢個嘅交通。
So oftentimes when we are struggling in this day and age, it is wise to go back in the time of church history and figure out did anyone go through the same problem?
因為當你可能你有唔同嘅掙扎嘅時候，你會睇到喺呢個歷史上邊神。我啲人以前嘅人點樣樣去面對同樣嘅問題咧
？For instance, is there any biblical character who experienced the same suffering and struggles that I'm going through? Maybe in the Old Testament or New Testament?
喂，當你睇翻聖經嘅時候，無論喺新約或者舊約嘅時候，啲人點樣樣面對同樣嘅問題咧
？And those of you who've done this before, or if you're going to do it, let me tell you, there's one common denominator, one specific sharings that we can find.
咁我去睇下有咩一样，我哋同样一齐会揾到嘅一样嘅嘢。
It is that the biblical writers, the writers of the Bible or the Scripture, reminded the people of God who were suffering about God's power and its manifestation.
咁多時我會睇到一樣嘢，就係點樣睇神嘅權力同埋神點樣將佢嘅權力去彰顯出嚟咧
？Especially in the letter to the Hebrews, at the time in the first century, the newly converted Jewish Christians were scattered around as a diaspora.
咁睇到就話喺呢個希伯來書嘅作者點樣去面對當時散居喺唔同地方嘅基督徒所面對嘅一個問題。
Scattered around, away from the church in Jerusalem, they were lonely and isolated.
咁呢啲離開咗耶路撒冷嘅散居嘅基督徒佢哋可能係獨居離群，咁咧可能覺得好孤獨。
They're almost like missionaries in different countries and different culture who do not share the same God.
咁好似佢哋好似一個嘅宣教士啊，喺呢個異地喺外鄉去面對呢個問題。
So in the midst of the people who do not worship the same God as you, they were at the risk of losing and turning away from Jesus.
咁尤其是喺呢個外鄉異地，當地嘅人唔係都係敬拜同埋一個神嘅時候，佢哋可能都會覺得自己嘅信仰係慢慢嘅失去。
It's like college students who just got accepted to a university in the New York City, and they recently moved. But everyone around that student were no longer the same people that they've worshipped God together.
咁正如好似一啲嘅升大學嘅學生，佢哋好似去佢哋身邊嘅朋友都好似離開咗佢哋一樣。
And it is in that specific moment today's author reminds them who their God is and what He has done.
就喺呢個同樣呢個時刻，希伯來書嘅作者去提醒佢哋嚇喺呢個情形裏邊，你點樣樣去面對咧
？And this is the exact method of teaching, exhorting, and counseling, or even encouraging, in today's passage that we just read.
所以今日呢段經文就係同樣嘅方法去提醒、去教導，亦都係鼓勵一啲咁嘅人面對咁嘅情況。
The author is reminding these isolated, scattered Hebrews to remember Jesus as their high priest who was prophesied in the Old Testament.
而他所提醒他们的就是耶稣基督这个在旧约圣经所提到的这个的大祭司、今天在这里。
It is to remember why Jesus is superior than the former prophets and priests of the former covenant.
亦都去提醒佢点解耶稣基督比过去旧约所讲嘅祭司系更加重要咧
？And explaining in the new words of his own words were maybe not enough. So what he does is he quotes one specific passage from the book of Jeremiah.
咁於是佢驚啲人明白嘅時候，佢特別喺舊約聖經喺呢個耶利米書。嘅第三十一章三十一节里边去提醒我哋。
This is Jeremiah 31 verses 31-34. It's Jeremiah's prophecy of God Himself establishing the new covenant with His people.
咁喺第三十一章三十一节里边，佢咁讲，佢话耶和华说：日子将到，我要与以色列家和犹大家另立新约。
And this promise that God has made with His people is now fulfilled and actualized, realized in time and space through, in and through Jesus, the Son of God.
咁就话今日透过耶稣基督这个嘅应许系成就咗。
When Jesus, as a great high priest, died, offered a spotless lamb to God for sins of the world.
咁當耶穌基督將自己去作為一個無罪嘅奉獻俾神嘅時候
，And when this Jesus, a great high priest who is interceding for his people at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, that's the exact fulfillment of what God has promised that He Himself is establishing the new covenant.
亦都當耶穌基督坐喺神嘅寶座嘅右邊。
So today we will look at three things. Number one, the appointment of Jesus by God.
我哋会睇三样嘢。第一，我哋会睇到就系神去选立耶稣基督。
And Jesus's response in obedience to this appointment, willing obedience to this appointment.
咁另一方面，我哋睇下基督点样样愿意顺服神。
And the general applications to knowing who Jesus is for as our high priest.
咁然後第三就係今日呢一個嘅經文對我哋有咩應用咧
？If you look at the Bible, it is certain that God chooses or appoints or even designates His people for special tasks He has for them.
我哋睇翻聖經嘅時候，我哋睇到神好多時候係選立一啲人去做呢個祭司嘅工作。
And this can go all the way back to the beginning of the Levitical priesthood.
我去睇翻最原本做呢个祭司嘅职份。
And Hebrews chapter 5 verse 1 says this, every high priest is appointed to act on behalf of men in relation to God to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins.
在第五章第一节他说, 凡从人间挑选的大祭司是奉派替人办理属神的事, 为要献上礼物和赎罪祭。
God appointed a priest for a specific task.
神去特别去拣选一些大祭司去做某一个的工作。
And that task is in relation to God.
而这个工作是跟神有关系。
But at the same time, it's related to human because priests are now supposed to represent before God.
亦都是跟人有关系, 因为这个祭司亦都代表人去做一些工作。
And for our sins,
为到我们的罪,
they were appointed to offer gifts and sacrifice to God.
为到我们的罪去献上礼物和献上这个赎罪祭。
And this appointment is very special because if you're not appointed and yet offer sacrifice for sins, you were the penalty of that is death.
因为如果你不是神所拣选你去做祭司，你自己立乱去献祭的时候，你会受到惩罚。
So in a sense, if Jesus was also appointed to act upon a behalf of men and to offer gift and sacrifice for sins, and yet it was done in an ill manner, unlawfully, then the penalty was death.
当你不是这样做的时候，结果就是你要去死。
But this death is a special death that is different from the death that he had on the cross for other people.
但是这个死跟耶稣基督在十字架上的死是有不同。
We know this because he himself did not really made himself or exalt himself as a high priest.
他不是说他自己去做这个大祭司。
But rather he was appointed by God in Hebrews 5:5, who said to him, You are my son, today I have begotten you.
在耶稣基督的情况里面，在希伯来书第五章第五节，他说：你是我的儿子，我今日生你。
And this appointment was nothing like the appointment of the Levitical priesthood.
这个同在这个利未记里面所记载的祭司不同。
Because when we look at Psalm 110 or when we look at Genesis 14, this is an appointment by God making an oath with Jesus saying, You are high priest, you are priest forever.
耶稣基督这个祭司是神跟他立的约，是一个去到永永远远的一个拣选的约。
The Greek word used here for appointment is kathisthemi.
这个字 appointment, 这个挑选这个字的希腊原文是 kathisthemi.
It literally means to appoint one or designate one to administer an office or task.
又说你是拣选了一个人去做某一个工作。
And there's a sense of declaration and a swearing by using the word.
即是神去当众去向人宣布一样嘢。
So Jesus' appointment to be our high priest meant God declaring or swearing to make him a representation for the humanity before the throne of God to make him holy and blameless.
即是说耶稣基督是被神是当众去宣布，亦都去代表人类站在神的施恩宝座的前面。
And this declarative act resembles Genesis 1, the creation.
正如好像在这个创世纪的第一章第一节，神去宣布这一切的事。
Much like how God created this world by the power of His Word in Genesis 1, Jesus' appointment to be our sacrificial lamb and to be our intercession was, in a sense, recreational event on God's part as the second Adam.
就正如好像在这个创世纪第一章。 里面神去口讲去创造这个世界，而当神今次第二次去拣选神去耶稣基督去代表人的时候，好像是再一次重新再做另一个的亚当出来。
When Adam presented us to God as sinners by ordinary generation of being him as our federal head, Jesus is representing us, the created humanity, before God the Creator, who awaits the full restoration when Christ returns.
如果第一個的亞當是代表了人去犯了罪的時候，這個第二個的亞當，第二個的亞當耶穌基督是去代表了人去被拯救。
Because of the nature of the restoration from corruption by sin, the act of recreation cannot be done outside of God who is eternal and the Creator himself.
这个第二个的被造是不是在神的以外，是在神的掌管的里面。
And furthermore, Jesus, our great high priest, is the one who is, this is verse 1 in today's passage, who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heaven.
而最重要的是耶稣基督，正如在第八章第一节里面，他说他今日是坐在神的宝座的右边。
He was appointed to come to the earth and to die for the sinners and to resurrect and exalt and sit at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, equal in power and authority.
他今日是被他为我们的罪去死，然后复活，是今日坐在神的右边。
And this Son of God, who is our high priest, is different from the Levitical high priest because he dwells and ministers in the holy places, a true tent that the Lord set up, not men, in verse 2. In other words, unlike many former priests and high priests who died and wait for the resurrection, Jesus was not prevented to minister and to intercede for his people by death from continuing on.
而跟其他的祭司不同，耶稣这个祭司不会被死亡所控制。
He alone, who is both human and divine, is able to hold this priesthood of permanency because he is a priest forever by oath, appointment of the Lord who does not change his mind. And this is Hebrews 7:21-24.
而耶稣基督这个祭司，因为耶稣基督他是完全的人，亦都是完全的神的缘故，所以他不会受到这个死亡所限制和支配。
And on top of that, Hebrews 7:25 says, because he is the resurrected and eternal one, he can save those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for himself, for them.
所以在这个希伯来书第7:25，他说， 凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底，因为他是长远活着，替他们祈求。
So he is better in every way than any Levitical priest of the former covenant, who entered the holy place once a year with annual sacrificial offerings and incense for himself and the rest of the community.
所以另一句说话来讲，耶稣基督这个祭司比在旧约里面每一个祭司，他是更加好。那些旧约的祭司，他只是一年进入这个至圣所里面去作一次的奉献。
And this is why he's the high priest of the new covenant. Verse 4 talks about it. New covenant that is faultless.
而在这个第四节里面，他讲到说他有一个新的约。
Because verse 4 says, if Jesus, our great high priest, were on earth, still in the tabernacle, and not in heaven, the Holy of Holies, with his glorious and resurrected body, he wouldn't be a priest at all, since there were priests who offer gifts according to the law.
而在第四节他说，他若在地上，必不得为祭司，因为已经有照
He's better because he did not offer a gift to God according to the law. But these priests who offer a gift according to the law were in their weaknesses because the law appoints men in their weakness as high priests. This is 7:28.
而在这个的 希伯来书第七章廿八节里边话，律法本是立软弱的人为大祭司，但在律法以后起誓的话，是立儿子为大祭司，乃是成全到永远的。
Just as the law serves as the copy of the grace that we find in Jesus, these priests, in their weaknesses by the appointment of the law, serve a copy and shadow of the heavenly things.
而呢啲所人所立嘅祭司，只系去成为咗将来指向耶稣基督嘅影儿。
But the word of oath, as we read in Psalm 110, after the order of Melchizedek, which came later than the law, appointed a son who has been made perfect forever, perfect and forever. This is Hebrews 7:28.
咁而再一次所讲到就话耶稣基督呢一个嘅大祭司佢系完全嘅。
And we can also see in Hebrews 8, 5 and 6 that this was also the case for the tabernacle, wasn't it? The law prefigures the grace. Actually, you can argue that grace came first and then the law. But the tabernacle was instructed by God so that the Moses was able to erect it. And God said to him, "See that you make everything according to the pattern that was shown you on the mountain."
咁而另一方面，耶稣基督，神叫呢个摩西去建立呢个嘅tabernacle， 佢所做嘅每一样嘢，你都系按住神喺山上边所吩咐佢所做嘅呢个嘅帐幕。
And right before in verse 7 where Jeremiah 31 is quoted, Jesus' active willing and God's appointment, through those two things put together, Jesus, our great high priest, obtained a ministry that is more excellent than the old.
咁而另一方面，最紧要就话耶稣基督呢个祭司，佢就系比呢个嘅律法所讲系更加嘅好。
And Christ's active willingness to die, carry the cross onto the hill of Golgotha, like a lamb who's going to be slaughtered, Isaiah 53. In his active obedience, the covenant he mediates is better than the old covenant.
而耶稣基督这个代罪的羔羊是比这一切是更加好。
Another reason that it is better is because the new covenant in Christ, with his active obedience, by the appointment of God, was enacted on better promises, and the promises is listed in Jeremiah 31.
咁而係按住呢個嘅耶利米書嘅三十一章裏面，佢亦都再一次講到話，佢係比呢個新嘅約係比以前嘅係更加嘅好。
And what are these promises? It is the promise that God Himself will act to redeem His people.
而神係佢嘅應許就話佢會去拯救佢嘅子民。
If the first covenant had been faultless, this is verse 7, there would have been no occasion to look for a second.
如果第一个本来立的约是没错的时候，根本不需要有第二个的约。
Since the first covenant was not perfect, was not, with many faults, the coming, the anticipation of the second covenant was there without a question.
咁就係正然，因為第一個嘅約係有呢個問題嘅時候，所以耶穌基督會再嚟去立呢一個嘅約。
As we see Jeremiah 31:31-34 in verse 8 until verse 12, under the second Adam, which is Jesus Christ, who was born without sin, experienced all the temptations that we received, yet without sin, his new covenant was the one that God establishes for himself.By himself.
咁而呢个喺呢个耶利米书里边，佢讲到就话耶稣基督系呢个新嘅亚当，佢嚟到呢个世上去与人去立呢个新第二个嘅约，一个嘅新嘅约。
God himself establishes a new covenant with the house of Israel, not through the house of Levi, but through the house of Judah.
而这个新的约是与这个以色列家所立的约，而不是透过利未家的祭司，而是透过这个犹大家。
And this new covenant is not like the old covenant that God had made under Moses on Mount Sinai.
而呢個新嘅約亦都唔係話好似舊嗰約係同呢個摩西喺呢個西乃山所立嘅。
Because in verse 10, after those days of disobedience, discontinuation in the older covenant, God now decides to put his laws into their minds, and he decides to write them on their hearts, and he decides to be their God, and they shall be their people, his people.
所以在第十节里面他这么讲，他说，那些日子以后，我与希列家所立的约乃是这样，我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上，我要作他们的神，你们要作我的子民。
God promises to his people in the new covenant that he himself will put his laws into the minds of his people.
第一，他说他会将他的律法写在人的心上边。
And he himself promises that he will write his laws on their hearts.
他说第一，我要将我的律法放在他们里面。第二是写在他们心上。
And he promised that he will be their God, and they will be my people.
而第三，他说我要作他们的神，他们要作我的子民。
And this is God who has sworn, and he is unchanging forever.
而这个神是永远不变的。
What he promises will happen.
他所答应的事是会发生的。
Just as when he says, let there be light, there was light in time and space. What he has promised will be there.
咁正如好似喺呢个圣经话，神话有光，于是世界上边就有光。
Just as God says, when he created his image bearers, it is very good.
正如神佢话，当佢创造之后，佢话咩嘢都系好嘅。
Our God, eternal God, who lives forever, will put his laws into the minds of his people.
咁而另一方面喺呢個永恆裏邊，神會將佢律法放喺人哋嘅裏面。
Our eternal God who lives forever will write His laws into His people's heart.
我哋永恆嘅神亦都會將呢個律法寫喺佢哋嘅心上邊。
And His people will know that He is their God and they are His people.
所以佢哋都知道佢係佢哋嘅神，而我哋會係佢嘅子民。
To be able to say, God, you are my God, is such a grace.
你想想，如果当你说神是我们的神的时候，是一件何等美好的事呢？
To be able to understand inside out that you are God's people, God's child, is a tremendously strong confession.
咁而當人哋可以咁樣講嘅時候，係一個對於神嚟講一個好大嘅一個嘅答應。
And it has pleased God to do that in and through God the Son and God the Spirit, as we read in Confession of Faith in 8.1.
咁而喺呢個，如果我哋能夠係透過耶穌基督。透過呢個聖靈向神咁樣宣稱嘅時候，係一件好喜悅神嘅事。
It pleased God. I'm just quoting it. 8.1 Confession of Faith. In His eternal purpose to choose and ordain the Lord Jesus, His only begotten Son, to be the mediator between God and man, the prophet, priest, and king, the head and savior of His church.
喺呢個西敏子信條嘅第八章第一節，佢咁講，佢話。咁當呢、這個耶穌當神去揀選，亦都去按立耶穌基督啊，佢唯一嘅兒子作為人神之間嘅中保，成為我哋嘅先知，成為我哋祭司，成為我哋嘅王，亦都成為呢個教會嘅頭，係我哋嘅救主嘅時候，咁樣做係一件好令神喜悅嘅事。
You see, when that happens in the church, His people.Will not say to one another, Know the Lord.
咁当咁样发生嘅时候，佢嘅子民就唔会去大家同大家讲话去认识神。
I wouldn't speak to Elder Wilson say, You need to know the Lord.
我唔会去同 Wilson Way 讲话你要去认识神。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because God Himself has made Himself known to my brother.
因为神是将他自己向每一个人去显现。
God Himself has made Himself known in the exact imprint of His glory in the incarnate Son.
因为神是透过这个道成肉身的耶稣基督，让我们去认识祂。
And He has made Him known to us when He said, My son, you will die for the sins of my people.
亦都是透过耶稣基督，神同耶稣基督讲，你会为到我的子民去受罪而去死。
And the Holy Spirit has been sent so that the knowledge of God and the scripture may be applied into our mind, hearts, and daily life.
而因为这样的缘故，这个圣经的教导会是日夜地向我们去宣讲。
That they will know God through Jesus, who is the exact imprint, the radiance of the glory of God.
而透过神的荣美，让我们今日去认识主耶稣基督。
We can also know God because Jesus came as a prophet. We know God as a self-liberatory God who speaks to His people.
亦都是透过这个神，这个神是自己会去对他的子民去说话。
We know as Jesus, the high priest, that God is the one who initiates the redemption, continues on the redemption, and executes and completes the redemption.
而耶稣基督这个大祭司是他自己变成了这个赎罪的羔羊，是他自己去和我们去立一个新约。
We know through Jesus that the king, that he will reign. He is reigning, but his fullness of his reign and rule will come when Jesus returns.
而另一方面，耶稣基督亦都系我哋嘅王，喺耶稣基督嘅国度里边，去掌权，亦都将一个新嘅世代带入呢一个世界。
So the first jab was that God will do it for Himself, for His people. The second one is that people will not say, "Know their Lord." Everyone will know Him because God Himself is made known. And the third is that He will not remember our sins no more.
而最紧要就话我哋唔需要同自己讲系我哋去教导人去认识神，系神系将佢自己去显现出嚟。而当神将佢自己显现出嚟嘅时候，今日我哋嚟到神嘅面前，我哋去认罪悔改。
In today's passage, verse 12 says, "For I will be merciful toward their iniquities, and I will remember their sins no more."
而因为咁嘅缘故，喺希伯来书8:12，佢话：我要宽恕他们的不义，不再纪念他们的罪愆。
You see, once again, we're seeing God's mercy after mercy after mercy being extended to His people in the final form of revelation in the Son, the incarnate.
我哋就话透过耶稣基督道成肉身嘅时候，我哋可以去见到神系佢将佢自己彰显喺我身上，亦都系佢嘅恩典。This
God's mercy and grace was manifested through the second person of the Trinity, who was the only qualified, spotless, perfect Lamb of God.
而我哋呢个嘅恩典就靠过耶稣基督去道成肉身，成为咗一个无罪嘅一个嘅人。
And His ministry did not end there, but He is in the holy places to intercede for His people to continue on.
他不单止为了我们赎罪，今日亦都去喺神嘅旁边去为我哋代求。
In this new covenant of Jesus Christ, the second Adam, our great high priest, God will be merciful towards our iniquities, and He will remember our sins no more.
亦都系因为耶稣基督嘅缘故，所以佢今日。 祂会宽恕我们的不义，亦都唔再纪念我们的罪愆。
He is our merciful God who does not remember our sins because what He remembers is His Son, His begotten Son carrying that heavy cross.
祂唔再记得我们的罪和我们的不义，是因为祂所见到的是耶稣基督为我们承担了一切。
What He remembers is the blood of His incarnate Son that He has shed on that cross.
因为他记得耶稣基督在十字架上为我们所洒的血。
what he remembers in Philippians 2:6, that though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped. Verse 7, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And verse 8, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.
腓立比书的第二章6、7、8节，他这么讲，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，全心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
This is our great high priest who took our shame, our sin on behalf of us, so that we may stand holy and blameless when we enter the presence of God.
当我们进入到神的面前，我所见到的耶稣基督就是这么样。
Once again, I want to remind you that Jesus came for this purpose, this ministry.
所以看到就是耶稣基督他的侍奉是有这样的目的在里面。
He was sent down from the above here on earth to die on that cross for the sins, for our sins, to be our only mediator and our only hope.
他在天上面落到来，去为到我们道成肉身，成为我们的中保，成为去为我们代求。
He lived his entire life, a perfectly sinless life.
他过一个完全无罪的生活。
Just so that he can die for us on that cross.
而个目的就为到我哋喺十字架上边去而死。
He dedicated his earthly life, entire life, just so that he may be our perfect once for all sacrifice to atone our sins.
佢过呢个完全嘅无罪嘅生活，又为咗成为我哋完全无罪嘅代罪嘅羔羊。
He endured and humbled to the point of death, so that he can raise us up as being the first fruit of resurrection.
而去做呢一切，就为到将来我哋可以成为神初熟嘅果子。
And this pleased God.
去讨神嘅喜悦。
That he may speak his words in the last days through his Son.
亦都系透过佢嘅儿子喺末日嘅日子对我哋说话。
That he may offer himself as the perfect sacrifice for his people, chosen people.
亦都为到佢所拣选嘅人去为到我哋而嚟。
And so that everybody will know and see the true King and the kingdom that we all await and described in Isaiah, Old Testament and New Testament Revelations.
所以亦都令到我哋可以能够达成咁嘅目的，正如喺以赛亚书咁样讲。
But would you believe, brothers and sisters, that this means those who are chosen by God are already appointed to die with Christ and are already appointed to rise up from the dead with Christ?
咁你係咪睇到就話你被神揀選嘅，你係一早係與神係被揀選呢
？Have you died on the cross with Christ？
你今日有冇同樣同神一樣喺十字架上邊去死呢
？And do you believe that you will rise up because Jesus is our forerunner？
你有冇諗到就係有一日你都會同神一樣係被耶穌基督去被升高呢？
Or are you still living after your own dreams and desires and needs?
或者你都係今日仲係活喺你自己嘅夢想裏邊咧
？Are you seeking His kingdom and will at first?
你今日係咪先求神同佢嘅國佢嘅義咧
？Have you been united with Christ on the cross and resurrected?
而你去拒絕咗神嘅受罪同埋佢嘅復活咧？
And at the same time, this means that if you are united to Christ, you ought to speak His words to people and to others.
如果你今日系同基督一齐嘅时候，你所讲嘅说话有冇带有神嘅说话喺度咧
？And you ought to exemplify and manifest that it is Jesus who rules and reigns your life.
亦都你今日所过嘅生活有冇神喺里边去做到有呢个唔同呢
？And it also means that you would intercede for others, just as Jesus is interceding for you even now.
正如耶稣基督为到我哋代求嘅时候，你冇为到彼此去代求呢？
And would you also believe that even though we are united in Christ and we have received salvation by faith and grace alone, that salvation entails carrying your cross on a daily basis?
而正如当我哋话我哋因信称义嘅时候，今日我同你有冇都系孭起呢个十架去过我嘅生活呢
？And that daily cross may look like you are approaching like a lamb to be slaughtered.
而你今日嗰个嘅生活，系咪正如好似你真系每一日嚟到呢个受罪嘅羔羊面前，带住咁嘅态度去过你嘅生活咧
？But would you also believe that at the end of that tunnel there is salvation and resurrection of the body and exaltation when Jesus returns？
而你如果同神一齐去走过呢条窄路嘅时候，你知唔到到将来有一日会有呢个救恩？亦都有一日你会系被神所荣耀咧。
Honestly, to be frankly speaking, no, not even I. I know.
我就算可能我自己都未必会知道。
And I'll pray to God, no, Lord, I am just a weak, small, tiny dust.
可能我你会同神讲话，我喺你前面好似犹如呢个嘅尘埃一样微小。
Lord, I confess on Sunday morning that I will follow you, but the next day I fall.
会唔会星期日嘅你答应同神可以同行，但系星期一你唔记得晒咧
？And we do this repetition, the cycle every week. Sunday we come, Monday we fall, Sunday we come.
会唔会就系呢个系你人生嘅一个嘅啊一个重复又重复啊过嘅生活嘅态度？星期日你一个好嘅基督徒，但其他嘅日子你同普通人冇分别咧
？And we ask for forgiveness, Lord, forgive me.
主啊，求你去宽恕我。
But let me tell you one thing, brothers and sisters.
让我提醒你一样嘢。
Our intercessor Jesus, who is at the right hand of God, is not the person or not a high priest.Who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses?
但系我想提醒你就话，我哋呢一个嘅中保耶稣基督，佢系一个大祭司，但系佢系明白到人嘅弱点。
He knows our weaknesses.
佢知道我哋嘅软弱。
He knows every steps that we fall.
佢明白到我哋每一次行错嘅每一步路。
And Jesus, in every respect, has been tempted as we are, yet he is without sin.
神同我哋一样，耶稣基督同我一样，都系受到好多嘅诱惑。然而，神系无罪嘅。
And we look to that Jesus.
当我望见呢个耶稣基督嘅时候
，He is tempted as every way we can, but he is the one who is without sin, and we want to be like him.
我哋去。是一个无罪的我们很想好像他一样。
But we will never be, and this is okay.
我们不可以好像他一样。
He was the perfectly obedient Lamb of God who did not open his mouth, not even a single word, until just as he is led to the slaughter, as Isaiah 53:7 prophesies.
在这个的以赛亚书五三章第七节他说耶稣基督好像一个的好像那一只顺服的羔羊就算面对这个被宰杀的时候他都完全没有这个的有什么说话说出来。
And I want to encourage you today, we have such a high priest who is perfect in his humiliation and his exaltation.
我哋今日呢一个嘅大祭司，无论佢喺呢个受辱嘅时候，或者被荣耀嘅时候，佢都系一个完美嘅。
Because he is our mediator, we can too take our cross daily.
佢系我哋嘅中保，去让我哋去选择去跟随耶稣基督，付上呢个十架。
With confidence, we can follow Jesus' footsteps in our daily life and cry to our God.Abba, Father.
而系因为佢嘅缘故，让我哋每一日行每一步路，我哋都可以去叫阿爸父。
This was impossible by the former priests.
以前嗰啲嘅祭司，佢唔可以令到我哋咁样样。
It's possible now through Jesus, who has this is Hebrews 9:26 to 28. appeared once for all at the end of the ages to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Verse 27, and just as it is appointed for men to die once, and after that comes judgment, verse 28, so Christ, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to save those who are eagerly waiting for him.
在这个的希伯来书第九章26到第28节，他这样说，他说如果这样，他从创世以来就必多次受苦了，但如今在这末世显现一次，把自己献为祭，好除掉罪。按着定命，人人都有一死，死后并有审判。像这样，基督既然一次被献，担当了多人的罪，将来要向那等候他的人第二次显现，并与罪无关，乃是为拯救我们。
In and through Christ's veil has torn.
爱靠过耶稣基督。
Let us draw near to God with confidence.
我们今天去在这个约里面，我们走到神的面前。
He is at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, inviting us to come and drink from him.
我们正如好像父神一样，去邀请我们来到他的面前，与他坐席，同他同饮同喝。
His arms are wide and doors are open in the name of Jesus.
神的双手为我们张开，他打开双手，去在耶稣基督里面欢迎你进入他的殿，他的国里面。
Let us know and behold that Jesus, and let us make him known.Make that Jesus known to other people.
让我今日都去定义嘅，将神嘅名去令呢、这个喺呢个世界上边去扬出嚟。我哋一齐低头祈祷。
Lord, it is you who initiates, completes our salvation and our sanctification.
主要系你去让我哋今日喺呢个嘅喺你嘅受罪喺你嘅荣耀之中系有份。
Because Lord, you are able.
因为是你的缘故。
You are able to continue us in the new covenant.
是你去做这个的新约。
You have positioned us on the hill to be salt and light.
你让我们今天成为世上的盐，世上的光。
But to go up to be the salt and light, allow us to go down, humble ourselves to the point of death, just as our Savior has gone.
但要成为世上的盐、世上的光，我们都要自己谦卑，仍如耶稣基督去谦卑至死。
Lord, just as you have used former priests and prophets to remember what you have done in their time of suffering,
正如你当日用这个的祭司去提醒人，主你做过的是什么事。
Help us, O Holy Spirit, to remember what Jesus has done and what he's doing as an intercessor.
让我们都去看到他为我们的代求，他为我们所做的事。
We want to know you more, we want to make you known to others.
让我们更加认识主耶稣基督。
And in Jesus' mighty name we pray, Amen.
我们奉主耶稣基督名义求。